Unit 5. Views. 5A. View over Athens. Exercises 1 and 2.
This room is on the top of a four-story building. The building isn't particularly beautiful, nor is the room, but it has a very good view. It's on the top, it's like a guest house almost, on the top of my parents' house. And because it's quite high up, I can see almost all of Athens. Immediately opposite the room, I can see a church, which is very nice, which can also be very annoying, because every Sunday morning they put loudspeakers in the yard of the church, and you can hear the whole service whether you want to or not. And beyond the church, I can see the sea and the harbor, and that's the harbor of Piraeus. On the other side, I can see the Acropolis and Lykavitos, which is a mountain in Athens with a church on the top as well. It's very nice at night because the whole city is lit up and it looks beautiful, and you can see the different colors of the lights, and you can see the cars forming colors in the streets as they drive by, etc., forming colors with their lights, I mean, you know. Sometimes it's not so nice, though, especially early in the morning when there's a lot of smog over the city and you wake up to a smog cloud that covers everything. And the change is drastic, because on a clear day the view is so marvelous and so beautiful and the colors are so bright, and then on a day that's polluted with the smog, the change is just... and you can't even breathe.
5B. Views of Britain. Exercise 2. 1. The setting sun is reflected with 100 different shades of colour in the mud. 2. The view from my bedroom window looks out over a lake. 3. If you look out of the window, you can see the river flowing by. 4. There's a line as far as the eye can see of rolling cliffs and little beaches. 5. The effect is magical, because the view changes all the time with the weather. 6. It's one of the most peaceful places you could imagine. 7. One of the most attractive features of the view from the window is in the evening. 8. When the sun comes out, the lake is just like a sheet of glass. 9. It's a very ordinary house, but the view is spectacular. It's very, very beautiful. Exercises 3 and 4. 1.
Well, the house is alongside and overlooking the River Almond, which flows into the estuary, the Firth of Forth. And if you look out of the window, you can see the river flowing by. Quietly at low tide, and quite quickly at high tide, or when the weather changes. One of the most attractive features of the view from the window is in the evening, because it's a western vista, and the sun sets across the other side of the Firth of Forth. And when the tide is low and all the mud flats are disclosed, the setting sun is reflected with 100 different shades of colour in the mud, and it makes a marvellous panorama.
2.
This room is in a house in Cornwall, which is in the southwest of England. It's a very ordinary room. It's a very ordinary house. But the view is spectacular. It's very, very beautiful. To start with, you're looking at the sea, which is always nice. But on the far side of this, I suppose you call it a harbour mouth, there's a line, as far as the eye can see, of rolling cliffs and little beaches, and the tide coming in. On nice days, it's all very calm. On horrible days, it crashes up the cliffside. It's often very wet, the rain lashes down. It's often very misty, and it's one of the most peaceful places you could imagine. You sit there in your chair, look out of the window, and time stands still.
3. The view from my bedroom window looks out over a lake. And in the background is a range of quite tiny mountains, but the effect is magical because the view changes all the time with the weather. This part of the country does tend to be a little bit wet, but when the sun comes out, the lake is just like a sheet of glass. It's like a mirror. But at other times, there's mist rising off the lake, and sometimes the tops of the mountains can't be seen at all. The wonderful thing about the view is that it changes constantly. It's a constant source of enjoyment.